Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I'm trying to ask you, well, I shouldn't say I'm trying, I am asking you several questions in the course of this week that I want you to jot down, I want you to go back and reflect on, because these are not just idle questions. What I'm trying to do is show you how important the Holy Spirit is to your life and how much the Holy Spirit wants to make his home in you so that he can help you to understand Christ's word, that you can come to have more and more of the heart of Christ, and that you can begin to grasp that the Father so loves his Son, so loves his Son. And the Son, in return, I do only what the Father tells me, so that the world may know I love the Father. I do only what the Father tells me, so that the world may know I love the Father. That's what we want to be, in imitation of Christ that way. But we can't do it apart from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is intended to dwell with us and to guide us if we allow ourselves to be guided. Or are we stubborn or foolish? Do we say, oh, well, that's this pious language, but it doesn't mean anything? It's where a lot of the world is today. Where are you? Where are you? So please take to heart these days prior to Pentecost and prepare. Today we read from the Acts of the Apostles. As I said, chapter 20. Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus, keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth, to draw the disciples away after them. So be vigilant and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and can give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver, gold, or clothing. Can you say that? Can you say that? Paul doesn't want silver or gold or clothing because he has found the priceless gift, Jesus himself. Jesus, in his mercy, revealed himself to Paul in a marvelous way. And from then on, Paul was sold out. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions in every way. I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. And keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. And then they escorted him to the ship. Paul was deeply committed to the people of God, deeply committed. He was absolutely sold out for the kingdom of God, and he had used all of his energy to be the enemy of God and of God's kingdom. He really did. But look at that conversion. Look at that change, and that change bore fruit. He endured incredible hardship and obeyed that truth. Paul did. He followed the Lord. He believed him. This Pentecost, ask for faith and hope and love, faith to really believe, a living faith that captures your life and captures your mind and captures your priorities. Pray for it. Ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, give me such a hunger and thirst for you that I can do nothing but do your will. You can do that, certainly. Every single one of us, married, single, religious, non-religious, whatever we are, we can live that way if we give God's Holy Spirit central place in our lives. And if we're willing to be taught, that's hard. We just want somebody to say, go ahead. You have my authority. Go ahead. No, that's not the way God does it. God dwells with you. And the more he dwells with you, the more empowered you are. And again, Psalm 68 is what we hear. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Do we? Do you sing to God? Show forth, O God, your power. For the kingdoms of the earth sing to God, chant praise to the Lord. Psalm 68 just so proclaims who God is, and that's what we ought to be doing with our praise. Of course we can compliment other people, of course, and we should, who have done a good job at something. That's not false speech. That's very necessary. But let's learn, first of all, to give God all the honor and gratitude that he deserves. You will never tire of doing that. God wants you to know that. God wants you to know that Jesus waits for you. Jesus waits for you. Eagerly waits for you. Eagerly watches for you. Hopes that you will follow him more and more closely. That's who God is. So pray, read scripture, and wait quietly, peacefully on the Lord, for he will come. And the gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. But now I am coming to you. I speak this to the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them. I gave them your word. I gave you everything, Father, that you gave me. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I don't ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. And don't we have concerns about our children, our grandchildren, godchildren, friends, neighbors? Aren't we concerned? Pray for them. Pray for them. God will hear your prayer. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Pray for that. Lord, cover them with your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Cover my children, my grandchildren, my godchildren. Cover them, Lord, and re-enkindle in them the heart of your Holy Spirit. Pray that way. Pray it daily. Pray it many times a day. God will hear you. But first of all, pray it for yourself. Pray it for yourself. You need it. I need it. We need faith and hope and love. We need all kinds of things to be able to communicate the gospel. But faith and hope and love are fundamental. Are you seeking him? Are you praying regularly? Or do you just wait until there's some kind of bombshell and then you'll pray? Don't do that. Don't delay. Offer prayer that God may bring here, that wherever here is, that God may bring to us people who have the same mind we do and the same heart. Let's pray for it. Brothers and sisters, there's probably just, not very long until Pentecost. Just a few days, really, until Pentecost. Please, will you take this seriously? Will you really spend some time with God? Will you really ask him to show you what he wants to do in you, what he wishes that you would give to him, and what he desires to give to you? you'll always get the better bargain. If it's God who's dispensing, he is lavish. Please don't be afraid of doing some kind of personal inventory. Even if you feel like over half the things are negative in your life, just do it. How do I live faith and hope and love? Do I really live them in my life? How many times during the day do I draw on the power of the sacraments to help me to deal with my circumstances or work projects or relationships, whatever the case may be? How often do I turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't have the skill I need here. I don't have the gift I need here. Will you please help me? God will help you. I've had an occasion where I was praying so much, Lord, give me wisdom, give me wisdom. And when it came, it was so surprisingly simple, but it took a little bit of time to communicate that to another person. And I was so surprised at the quality of what God wanted to say that it's as though I was in full possession of all my faculties. That's not the issue. But there was a way that it was like the Holy Spirit was just pouring wisdom, his wisdom, into me. I was the conduit. And I was listening, and I kept thinking, I should be applying this to myself. This is not just what I want to say to that person, but I should be applying this to myself. So please be attentive to that, because the Holy Spirit can help us in situations, and does, if we call upon him. Really call upon him. Say you want him. You need him. He will come. But he doesn't come often exactly the way we want. Or he may prompt us to ask a particular question that has nothing to do with what I think we should be talking about. But if you ask that question, oftentimes what you see is God's action. I can't believe you asked me that question. This is what's happened in my life. That's why that question is so important to me. I've had that happen to me. And I didn't even know the people, but God did. It's not magic. It isn't anything like that. It's a relationship, a living relationship with God the Father and God the Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the more we live in truth, the more we act out of truth, the more we repent of our sin when we fail, the more God's going to be able to use us. Because he, in a sense, the thorns are pulled out of the thicket. In a sense, God can walk freely in us and he can walk through us. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Let's ask for it, brothers and sisters. Let's seek him with all our hearts because he has much to show us, much to give us. And I believe that for many of us in this life, for all of us really, if we're open, I think God wants to give us a little idea, a little hint of what we're going to see for all eternity. And that is what the fruit of our prayer and the fruit of our love has done to bring others to Jesus. May God's Holy Spirit fill you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.